number 10. Mark Lane.
Oh, yeah. Public.
Well, what happened to his property?
Item number
two. For Parnell Robinson.
Oh, that one.
Good call.
This is the one I've been watching these. We can go in closed session if Corp Counsel thinks it's appropriate, and I'll make that motion under 1985-1G for item 10.
And 13?
Mr. Chairman, did we want that in closed
session? Item 13 does not need to be in closed session.
Does number 10 need to be in closed session?
I'm willing to discuss it in open session. I asked Mr. Inspector Schmidt to come back.
Here he comes.
I think he's coming. He's coming. Yeah. I'm like, well, it's not working there, is it?
I think this deserves open session.
You want open? Yeah.
Why not?
I don't see any need to preclude.
Let's do this in
knowledge.
Open session.
We're on item number 10.
What did the internal investigation show?
Mr. Chairman, are we on item 10?
We're on item number 10.
Mr. Chairman, could I be recognized?
Supervisor Jersey.
All right. I do review these claims, and I mean, we've got a lot of snow plowing and so on, typical this time of the year. But I am starting to pay attention to diamond cases. And there is, in my opinion, a review of property being taken into custody and being returned to inmates. And I am finding at least several cases now when there's diamonds involved. And I would like to hear from the Sheriff's Department on the investigation that takes place and whether there's a problem in the department with regard to individuals getting items back. And I'm starting to notice a pattern on these. So if I could hear back from the Sheriff's Department and what kind of investigation took place. And I'd also like to know, aren't you concerned about this?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor.
Inspector Schmidt.
Do you want this on or off at this point?
On.
It is on. All right. First of all, we have been tracking through our internal affairs division all property claims. There's been a significant change in the way business is being done in the last 2 years. The actual property claims have significantly gone down, and we can supply that data if you'd like it. We are extremely concerned when there's any property claim. I usually don't speak on behalf or stating what the sheriff would say, but I will in this case. He has a zero tolerance for that. He does not want to see property claims, period. So our two facilities, and both of the leaders are represented here, can back that statement up. Now, when it comes to inmates that come in with, quote-unquote, the diamonds and so forth, we do an investigation on every single claim that comes in. We go through if they're trying to attempt to find why in the world is this particular item missing. There is a tracking system, and is it theft? Is it misplacement? It's an extreme concern to us. So, yes, we do share your concern about that. On the cases that we absolutely cannot find the property, it's disturbing. And based on your question, I can certainly tell that you were disturbed by it as well. The biggest issue we have with the quote-unquote expensive jewelry is it in fact expensive jewelry and not some cubic zirconia that came in and now an inmate's trying to get an exorbitant amount of money for it. We have not at this point developed a way to overcome that problem because we come in, we log that this X quote-unquote jewelry came in. We have no idea what the quality of it is, if it's a $5 piece of jewelry or a $10,000 piece of jewelry. I'm almost speechless on it, but that's the best response I can give.
Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Joseph.
It shouldn't matter. It should not. I don't care if this is a piece of dirt on a string. You should have the ability to track when it goes out and to track when it comes in, and we shouldn't get a claim on it.
That is correct. Agreed. And it's a failure of, and we'll just put it right out there, it's a failure of someone within our system that allowed this to happen. And to sit here and say it's unacceptable doesn't obviously get rid of the claim, but it's unacceptable to us, and we do hold our staff accountable for it.
I like to be a supervisor that brags about the employees that the county hires and has on its staff, because I'm out there in the community often having to answer for them. And if the sheriff has some bad actors on its staff, that needs to be found out. If that's not the case and you have inmates that are pulling a fast one, then there's something wrong with your procedures. And I quite frankly want these kinds of cases not to come before us anymore. I'm going to get to the point where if there are losses, it's going to be out of the sheriff's budget. So that's I've had my say. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor Jersey. Inspector Nikolaevich, which facility do you manage?
I am at the County Correctional Facility Central downtown.
Okay. And Major Evans has south. Okay. Thank you. Supervisor Sample.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess just how do you hold the employees accountable when items are missing? If you could just walk us through that.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor, after our investigation is completed, and I'll be straightforward, there are times when we absolutely can't finger point exactly where did this get lost, stolen, misplaced. We just don't, we can't prove a case. If there is something, and this, to my knowledge, has not happened where we've actually been able to prove criminal where something has been literally stolen, we have not been able to produce a suspect that's chargeable at this point. If we do know it's a property room issue, records are misplaced, or an officer made reference on a tracking slip and they have to sign tracking slips and the item's missing somewhere in there, then we'll bring them into internal affairs. They'll have a hearing before the sheriff.
Okay. And I don't think, from my experience, there's anybody that thinks the sheriff is lacks on discipline when it comes to, you know, keeping a tight ship over there. But Supervisor Jersey's right. I mean, it is a concern, and you know, things shouldn't go missing. You wouldn't expect something to be stolen out of the jail, especially when it's only handled by jail staff. So I would hope that, you know, you can continue to get these events to decline where we don't see them anymore. Thank you.
Thank you. Supervisor.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And, you know, we get it subjectively because I haven't gone back and added up all the different reports. So I would appreciate that information kind of on tracking how many of these situations have occurred because, you know, what I think about if we can lose property, couldn't we also lose evidence? And so you just sit there going, man, neither of those are acceptable, and I would hope we track it. On the issue of diamonds and bling, I mean, diamonds, you know, you buy a $20,000 diamond, and the minute you walk out of that store, it's half the value. And so the depreciation is a nightmare when it comes to particularly diamonds, but also gemstones. Believe me, if someone had got divorced, I know this. As a woman who likes bling, I know this. I'm not even clear why we're even accepting some of this into property, why there isn't some mechanism to force that those items get delivered to a family member or something. And maybe that's just so unwieldy a step, or it's just so impractical you can't accept it. But it seems to me if we're going to accept that type of property, we either have to absolutely verify its value or, in other words, additional steps I think need to be taken, because the subjective value versus the real value of these items, even in the best of scenarios, is very, it is so bizarre compared to the value of someone walking in with, you know, a radio in their pocket. That's much easier to assess afterwards. So I would hope that as part of your follow-up, there's a way you can tighten up how you identify the value of jewelry in particular, because it really, you know, I have no way of knowing whether $1,000 is an appropriate value for that jewelry. And frankly, unless you have jewelers in there assessing this, you're going to have a hard time. And maybe one of the things is to make the inmates sign a statement when they come into the facility as to the value of your property. When I go to the post service or UPS and I mail a package, I have to do an insurance thing. I have to state what's the value of the contents are. And then if it gets lost, I live with the value that I put on it. So maybe that's, maybe you're already doing that, but I don't understand. So to me, some of it's, there may be a simpler solution than you're thinking. I don't know.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, again, your suggestions are excellent. I will now revert back to what another supervisor was trying to get my attention on, is that this should happen in the first place, which is exactly right. We can put those measures in place. Some of them already do exist, not quite to the extent of some of the things you brought up. But again, I'm coming here, I'm saying, yes, you're absolutely right. This is bad, shouldn't happen. We're going to continue to address it until we get a zero incidence of this occurring. So, message received.
Supervisor DeBruin and Mr. Grady.
And just to follow up, Ms. Petterschmidt, you know, this is not the same as, you know, I was real unhappy with item number five. I'm not viewing this the same way. I want to help resolve the problem here. It's, you know, I understand that, you know, in an imperfect world, occasionally things get lost. I felt, though, when I read it as well, I thought, wow, I thought we've seen some of these more recently. So it's really just trying to get, you know, that kind of, how do you interpret zero tolerance? And I don't have a magic answer either. But, you know, being someone who likes jewelry, I know enough about that particular area of that I'm just, I think that to help prevent things in the future, whether you literally have somebody sign in the value of what they think they're giving or something more proactive in the jewelry area, because I think any entity is going to be more vulnerable in that particular property. The only other thing I would like to say is, are you Rich Niklevich's son, sir?
Brother.
Okay. Well, see, I think you're younger than you are. Younger brother.
I will take that comment.
Yeah.
We'll hear about this.
The whole purpose of the question was for you to say hi to Rich for me. I hope he's doing really well. Don't tell him I thought you were his son.
I had a beer with him 2 weeks ago.
No. It's merely a statement on how young you look, sir.
I'm taking strictly as that.
Okay.
And you'll rub it in, I'm sure.
And Rich will say, great, DeBruin, great.
We have item 10. I want to say, before we dispose of this, good morning, Inspector Markle.
Good to hear you.
Spoken to everybody else except me. Good morning.
All right.
We have item 10 before us. What would the committee like to do with item 10? Supervisor Sackler, or Mr. Grady? Mr. Grady?
I just wanted to comment on the specific claim. The inmate did list on his property jewelry, earrings, and it didn't list a value because they don't ask him to do that currently. He did, however, tell us the location where he bought it and described it. Obviously, we're trusting his description. His description was a half carat on each ear, with multiple stones making up that half carat. The adjuster did call the jeweler, ask them to give us a value for what that would be based on the description. Mm-hmm. She valued that at $1,500. In addition to that lost item, there were a few other smaller lost items, totaling the $2,000 in the claim being made, and we did sell it for $1,000 total. So we did take some depreciation, or whatever you want to call it, in the settlement.
Of course,
it all relies on his statement.
Exactly. That's the and I
understand that.
I appreciate that. You took the steps you had when you got this case, but you know, there's definitely something wrong for the downer. I'm not totally ignorant of the fact that there's a lot of street stuff going on here inside inmates make deals with each other for cigarettes and so on, and, you know, when I get out, you're going to get this from me. I have it sitting off there. And, you know, I know all that stuff goes on, but we shouldn't be seeing these cases, and there should be an ironclad way that we take items into custody and it gets returned. And if it were an ironclad way, you'd never be dealing with these things, and we could then just assume the person is shaking us down.
What goes in the envelope should come back out of
Absolutely.
The envelope.
The problem in this case was that the entire sealed bag with the earrings and other items
all
like
gone.
The wallet all went to presumably another inmate.
Yeah.
But he did get some of his property back, he just didn't get the valuable property.
Supervisor. Thank you, Mr. Brady.
We've seen diamonds before.
Supervisor.
And on this issue, one of the ideas I mentioned was having them identify as they turn it over what they think the value is. That's not going to automatically solve the problem either, because particularly in jewelry, people put the value, even if they're good faith effort, they value what they paid for it, and that's usually nowhere near what the current value is. So, you know, maybe it's, you know, maybe there's more thought that needs to go into this, but at least you get an initial value from the person's perspective, and maybe part of it is if it's over a certain set amount, then special procedures take place that aren't in place now. I don't know what it is, but particularly it's just such an Achilles heel, the whole jewelry issue, and I'm hoping that staff will follow up with, or I'm requesting that staff follow up with the Sheriff's Department to see how they may tighten up that assessed value piece of it. Frankly, you could spend all the funds you want and hire three different appraisers, and they'll have three different values. So I think that would be throwing good money after bad. And maybe, you know, the bottom line is we just don't lose any of it. But there's got to be some way to highlight the high value stuff coming in and tighten that up. And I would hope you would work with the Sheriff's Department.
It's an Achilles heel, particularly if Achilles has a pierced heel.
Are we having fun today? Or what?
Number 10.
Okay.
Still on item number 10. What would you like to do?
I was just going to say that it is our perception in our office that the sheriff has, in recent years, decreased the number of claims, but obviously any claim is too many.
I'm glad you waited for him to be out of the room before you said that.
Oh.
Is there a motion on this?
Yeah,
Superintendent Sanford will move the approval. If there's no other discussion, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
DeBruin?
Aye.
Cesar?
Aye.
Broderick?
Aye.
Jersey?
Aye.
Santalupo?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
The vote is 6-0.
Thank you very much. Item number 13.